And I'm sure it's a thing that he's always used old cases, but here he is, and you see Spanish back. And I knew there was something like this in it.
Otherwise?
I knew there was something like this in it.
It was a pinch. You know, pinch, wherever he had John Flanagan working. And you said Flanagan's brother, I thought Bob would be here.
Well, I don't know. I thought about you, but it's fine. I'm glad he did it. It was all right, except they should have told Ray.
There's Gallup coming out tomorrow that shows a 5-point drop, which is kind of curious.
Google 49.
Yep. They make the point that it's,
that's probably true.
The high point was immediately following the nationwide televised thing on phase two. The latest survey was taken during the first days of implementation of phase two. It was October 29th to November 1st. And after the defeat in the UN of the United States to China policy. And it's interesting on the regional, or on the breakdown on that, the drop in the West is enormous. It had gone up to 52 in the West, and it dropped to 41. That's the only one where there's a really major drop. The
41 in the West? I don't believe that.
The East was 54 and it went to 50. The Midwest was 52 and it went to 50. The South was 56 and it went to 52. The West was 52 and went to 41. Now before the big rise in early October, the West had been low. The West had been at 45. But it was 45, 47. 45-47, so it was a more disapproved than approved in the West. Now it's more disapproved again, 41-43.
What do they have as the disapproved?
37-14. 49-37 and 14 undecided. The disapproved only went up 2, undecided went up 3.
Well, if you have a puncture, you had a pretty big drum fire right there, you know, about defeat and all that sort of thing.
Sure did.
In the press, you remember we said at the time we were having that, and it would take its toll. But on the other hand, looking at it in its coldest terms, so you've got 49-37. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that.
Also,
I don't have the confidence, frankly, in either Gallup or Harris, because I think I know it isn't that volatile, basically. You?
I don't think it is. August was 49, and it went up to 54 in October, and then down to 49 again at the end of October. Their education thing is kind of interesting. Among college educated, you went up 58 to 59. You were already high. Only educated, but it stayed there, in other words. Where high school went down from 54 to 48, grade school from 47 to 41.
More than working times.
Their union is low at 38, 47. We don't have the trend on that. Non-union is 52, 34.
Are they only some happens?
There'll be a lot of between now and when it matters, but again, I think we got to follow just the practice we have. When we get a good one, we run out and crow about it. When we get a bad one, we ignore it. We've pretty well gotten away with that. We've gotten some pretty good mileage out of our ups and not
really used any getting mileage out of this money.
Oh, yeah. And all the...
The Harris one.
They do have the Gallups, too, because they got a lot of stuff on. The Nixon rise in the polls, it was working into everything. So the problem is that this.
Does Harris have a son of, he doesn't have any poll,
right?
working there, it should be 30 degrees, you know, shade and cool. Not 2 weeks, what do you think?
Three-week period is excellent, but even in 3 weeks, seven, 5 points. Of course, you go in there, margin of error thing, and then that's how they can explain it all away, because they've got a 3 plus or minus 3 points. And on that basis, there's no change, or there may not be any change. Of course, it could have been a 10-point change, too. I don't know. If they did, we don't have it.
Right. He was was from 79 to 49. County was 57. County was 83 to 57. Johnson 80 to 35. Johnson averaged 54, Kennedy averaged 70, Eisenhower averaged 66, and Truman averaged 46. Truman averaged 57. Take the 14 undecided, the point you made is the allocation of the undecided. You have to give 7, 8, that'd be 8. Because it's 49, 37, so it'd be 8 and 6. So it's really 57, 43.
Yeah, you would have been the
other side. But the
point is, it's a 12-point spread between the two, which we rather consistently held. I don't believe that kind of a shift took place in 3 weeks. I can't believe it. They said right after the what? This was taken. The first taken anymore.
During the first phase of the implementation of phase two, which isn't true. That's an interesting point. Phase two implementation didn't start until November 13th.
Which would have been created in my speech.
After the defeat of the UN and the United States two-China policy. The 54 was conducted immediately following the nationwide TV address on phase two.
That's correct.
She did it on October 7th and they pulled on the 8th to 11th.
Correct.
Your domestic advisors would like you this afternoon to motorcade to Judiciary Square, be met by Mayor Washington, Congressman Fauntleroy, Roy Hill, Scott, Hogan, and Goody, climb down the stairs into the construction chamber and observe the progress of the Washington subway system, and come out and issue a statement saying that it's got to be built.
No, not now or ever. So nice. Go ahead.
But okay, for him to put out a statement.
Oh, a statement, of course.
There's going to be a vote tomorrow.
Put out a statement.
And if it doesn't pass, it's the end of the subway, which would be millions of dollars wasted.
Fine.
So that I would keep the recommenders anonymous for the sake of their own long range future. Well, the argument is that this has great national implications for rapid transit.
Oh,
and, well, now here's the worst thing. Yes. And because we need it for the bicentennial, because 40 million people will be visiting the capital in 1976 and they want a new way to get around.
Midwest, we're still at 50% goal basis.
The South went from 51 to 56.
to 52. In other words, you lost all the gain in the south, but the south was the strongest one point in the region. The west went from 45 to 52 to 41. So you not only lost the gain, but lost four more points in the west, and I don't understand that. Communist China? The UN? I think the west cares that much, but the UN. The old folks, the 50 and over, went from 58 down to 49.
Now you know damn well that that is the place that we believe all of the population.
The 30 to 50 age group went from 55 to 51. And the under 30 stayed about the same, 46.
The old folks went from where?
55 to 50, oh no, 58 to 49.
Is that it up to you?
No. This is the college educated state went up 58 to 59. It went way down too. College educated disapproved went 35 to 31.
There's no reason for that. If you were going to talk about the UN thing, they were the
intelligent ones who would care.
And born Haiti. You know, they were the ones that. If there's any support for it, it would seem to me that we care about it today.
You think so? Disapproval, well, West approval went to, that's a strange, there's something screwed up with these figures. The West disapproval only went up 4 points. The undecided went up 7 points in the West.
But what the West disapproval is what now?
43.
Well,
went up to 43.
Yeah, the undecided group. That's correct.
The undecided in the West was low. It was only 9, where it was about 13 in other parts.
Now it goes up to 16.
Now it's up to 16.
Is that like a list? I mean, to the extent that there's still things are volatile. Assuming that this, if you have this kind of a drop on this sort of deal, that kind of washed out. Either top or a drop as a result of an event, in like Cal or anything else, it washes out over that period of
time. Yeah. Because I got it washed out over a period of time.
I don't think, we did something. I don't think the UN thing, Bob, I don't think, I still believe the UN before anything has not had that kind of effect in the country.
No, but it had a big immediate effect, and it could have made a difference. Terrible loss for the United States.
For the United States, for the presidency.
Yeah, that's correct.
But I'll bet you to say that it will change. It washes out quickly. But yeah, let's just say we still do very well in the polls.
but.
We won't get any food there.
Where do you mean?